How do you know about aloe? She asked.
Its curative powers were known even before I was born, he said.
Chills swept up her spine and coiled around her stomach as he rubbed the gooey gel over her finger.
Better?
She nodded. His gaze warm, he stared longingly at her lips as if he could already taste them.
I think I'll let you handle the oven from now on, he said.
Probably for the best. She moved past him and took the bread out just before it was too cooked to eat. Grace made them plates, then led Julian into the living room to eat on the floor by the sofa while they watched The Matrix.
I love this movie, she said as it began.
Julian set his plate on the coffee table, then sat next to her.
Do you always eat on the floor?
He asked, before placing a piece of bread in his mouth. Fascinated by the symphony of movement of his body, she watched the way his jaw flexed as he chewed. Was there any part of his body not mouth-wateringly gorgeous? She was beginning to understand why his other summoners had treated him the way they had. The idea of keeping him locked in a bedroom for a month was seriously starting to appeal to her. And they did have those handcuffs.
Well, she said, forcing her thoughts away from what all that glorious golden skin would look like if he were indeed spread out naked on her mattress.
I have the dining room table, but since it's just me most nights, I pretty much do a cup of soup on the couch. He twirled his fork expertly in the bowl of his spoon until the noodles were wrapped around the tines.
You need someone to take care of you,
he said, before he bit into it. Grace shrugged. I have myself for that.
It's not the same.
She frowned at him. There was an underlying note to his voice that told her he wasn't taking a shot at her for being a woman. He was speaking from his heart and experience.
I guess we all need someone to take care of us, don't we?
She whispered. He looked back toward the TV, but not before she caught the flash of longing in his eyes. Grace watched him watch the movie for several minutes. Even while distracted, he had the most impeccable table manners she'd ever seen. She had spaghetti sauce flying everywhere, while he never splashed one single drop.
Show me how you do that, she said.
He looked at her curiously.
Do what?
That whole spoon thing you're doing, it's making me crazy. I can never get my noodles to stick to the tines of my fork. They flop all around and make a giant mess.
Well, we certainly can't have giant noodles flopping around making a mess now, can we?
Grace laughed at his words, knowing he wasn't talking about the spaghetti.
Anyway, how do you do that?
He took a drink of wine, then set it aside.
Here, it'll be easier for me to show you this way.
He squeezed himself in between her and the couch.
Julian, she said in warning.
I'm just showing you what you wanted to know.
Mm-hmm, she said doubtfully. Still, she couldn't help but feel him all the way to her bones, to her very soul. The warmth of his chest invaded her back as he surrounded her with his marvelous arms. He had his legs bent on each side of her, and as he leaned forward, she felt his erection against the back of her hip. For once, it didn't shock her. Oddly enough, she was growing accustomed to it. As his lithe, toned body moved around her, she felt his power, his strength. It left her breathless and unsure.